The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
I just don't get it. I know what I know about Shane Waldron. You know, there's nothing about this hire that excites me at all. I mean, was there anything about the Seahawks offense that you guys watched a year ago or the last 2 years where you said to yourself, wow, look at that scheme. Look at that unbelievable, innovative approach that Shane Waldron took. I mean, his offenses are kind of predictable. They're kind of boring. He doesn't have head coach written on him at all. I mean, there's about as much personality in this cell phone I'm on than there is in Shane Waldron. So, I don't know. I hate to tell you any differently. I don't look at Shane Waldron and see a future leader of men.
Absolutely hate the play call. They were very inept.
A victory lap is about to be had. By the way, this Sunday, join Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully at Wonderverse in Oak Brook. They'll host the pregame show there from 9 a.m. until noon, then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Green Bay. That's this Sunday at Wonderverse in Oak Brook. And if you have not been to Wonderverse, it is awesome. And the guys are going to be there doing the show. Go see them out in Oak Brook. It's a really good time.
So, Lawrence, for years, this radio station has been calling Dave Softy Mahler to get the ins and outs of a Seattle sports subject we need to know about. And the Bears entrusted the install of the offense, the teaching of the NFL of Caleb Williams to one Shane Waldron. And that voice you heard was Softy, who we bring in now. To ask, how did you know, and what did you know, and why didn't you call them? Because he only made it 10 games, and frankly, it should have been 9, if even that, Dave.
Yeah, I was way off. I thought the guy would last at least until Thanksgiving, guys. So I'm sorry about that. I blew it big time. No idea what the hell I'm talking about, and I'm glad that you have me on to roast me because I deserve it. How are you?
We are so happy that you're here, and we are here for you to take the victory lap on this one. It's interesting, too. Because over the last couple of weeks, stuff is surface of Pete Carroll kind of telling you that Shane Waldron isn't any good. So I keep wondering what the Bears hiring process was and who did they make their phone calls to? Because it feels like had they made one phone call, they could have avoided this.
Well, they could have called me, for God's sake, and they could have avoided it. I mean, never mind calling Pete Carroll or John Schneider or, you know, any one of those Seahawk offensive players that played for him the last few years in Seattle. They could have called me. They could have called any other media member. And, look, obviously I'm being sarcastic. I mean, the Bears aren't going to give a damn what some schmuck media member in Seattle thinks, but maybe they should. Maybe they should start thinking about what media people think because they certainly act like it. And they certainly behave like they should care what media people think. And when you guys had me on, you know, back in January or, you know, whatever it was, I mean, I just didn't understand it. It's like, you know, what about this guy in a meeting or an interview or when he's throwing plays up on a whiteboard? What is it about him that made you want to entrust him with guys like Caleb Williams and whoever they would have drafted later on? They got a Dunze, obviously, down the road. I mean, there's just nothing there. And, you know, here's the thing about Shane that I just think is, I mean, he's a nice guy. He's not a jerk. He's not an a-hole. He's just in way over his head. He doesn't exude confidence whatsoever. He has no personality at all. He doesn't command a room. Caleb Williams, I don't know how he's been acting in Chicago with you guys, and I can't comment on that. But when he was at USC, he was known as kind of an egomaniac. And a little bit of a prima donna, and they needed somebody to come in here and corral that. And if you thought that Waldron was that guy who would, you know, sit down for an interview and stare at the floor or stare over his shoulder and waiting for someone to kind of, you know, save him from whatever interview he was doing, he just didn't have the personality for any of that. So I just, like, did they even talk to this guy? Did they just see Sean McVay disciple and see and just think that's enough and just hand the guy the gig? I mean, honestly, from my perspective, it made it sound like the Bears just have no damn clue what the hell they're doing when it comes to hiring coaches.
That's where we're left 10 weeks in, Softy, and you knew it. The part that emboldens the idea of asking a media member is this thing about the public perception, which we've now seen in terms of his energy at the podium, what he says, and his ability to command. And that is what has slowly creeped out of the building itself, that he doesn't command their attention and all of that stuff. Want to follow up on the Caleb thing in a minute, but let's go back to Lawrence's Pete Carroll thing. Did Pete Carroll like this guy? 3 years, dude. Pete Carroll doesn't strike us as a leader that would accept a personality like that, or was Pete so strong that it made this guy's personality survivable? Why did it work?
First of all, I don't think it really did work with Shane Waldron in the end. And two things. Number one, I think they wanted to give Shane Waldron every chance to actually get the job done because they just fired Brian Schottenheimer. And Brian Schottenheimer was the guy, if you remember, the first 8 weeks of his last year in Seattle, the offense was cooking. Russell was playing really well. And there was some real potential there. So if you're going to fire that guy, you better damn well have it.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Answer. And I feel like Shane Waldron was maybe given a little bit more slack because he was coming in after Brian Schottenheimer got whacked. And then number three, I think we're kind of finding out, at least in Seattle, guys, that maybe Pete Carroll didn't have as much authority as we thought he did at the end. I mean, he was the one that was fired, not John Schneider, right? I mean, John Schneider was retained and Pete Carroll was let go by Jody Allen. So I think in the end, Pete Carroll may have lost some of that ultimate authority that he thought that he had and maybe that he did have 10 years ago when they won the Super Bowl. So I don't know if this was really even his call to hang on to Shane Waldron as long as they did in Seattle. Wow. But I just think in the end, it was the right move by the Bears. As he was texting your producer today, you know, for as much as we want to slam the Bears for their history and all that, it's totally warranted. Today's a good day. Today should be looked at as a good day for Chicago fans because it's step one to getting some real coaches in there to coach guys like Caleb Williams. Hopefully, if you get the job done and do it the right way this time.
Softy, did you see the video of Shane Waldron and Caleb Williams on the bench where Shane Waldron is maniacally laughing and you could just see Caleb Williams, you could see like the thought bubble of like, man, we got to get this guy up out of here.
Yeah, he's shaking his head while Shane is trying to laugh off an issue.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it, guys, and it's not surprising to see that. I just think the guy was just, he was just completely in over his head, not a leader, all the things that we've already talked about and discussed, you know, had a real lack of confidence. And you've been around people like that, never mind football coaches, but just people that when you talk to them, they stare at the floor. They don't look you in the eye. They don't look like real leaders and people that can convince people to follow them. And especially at that stage where you got a lot of alpha males and you need someone to come in there and grab everybody by the balls and say, this is the way it's going to be done. And I know what I'm doing. And here's proof that I know what I'm doing. He just wasn't that guy whatsoever. So you need somebody like that, I think, in your next coordinator job to work with guys like Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze. But I mean, honestly, it's just, I know we're harping on the point a little bit, and I'm certain you guys have just, you know, completely slammed the Bears for all of this, but it just makes you wonder who's doing the hiring, who's making those calls for Chicago, what they would see in this guy that would make them think he's the right answer. So, I mean, that would be my biggest concern as a Bears fan. Do these guys even know what they're doing? Did they do their homework? And if they did do their homework, did they even understand any of it? Like, do they have anybody in the building who even understands offensive football, honestly?
Well, that's a great question. And where we started the show, questioning the hiring process and what they think they know about teaching a young quarterback. Before we let you go, Softy, and you're the best, and we could do this forever, but you have a life, apparently. So congrats on that.
No life.
Can you tell us any of that Caleb Williams stuff that you're hinting at from USC? Because he's coming here very polished, but as the play has regressed, some of the bloom is coming off the rose to some people.
Well, I mean, I just think, first of all, you got to get a guy like a Petros Papadakis to jump on with you. You guys know Petros, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Knows that USC program in and out. I mean, look, I mean, when a guy's walking around painting his fingernails, there's going to be people in the locker room that just kind of laugh that off. When a guy loses a football game and then literally jumps into the crowd, into his mom's arms in the fetal position and starts to cry after a loss. I mean, look, I'm all for players getting emotional when the context is warranted. I'm an emotional guy myself. I'll be honest with you. I've shed many tears over sporting events in my life. But I think when you lose a game like that and you curl up into a ball in your mom's arms in the stands, I mean, there's going to be people that would kind of maybe laugh that off. I mean, this is a guy that was talking about through his agents wanting a piece of whatever franchise drafted him from an ownership perspective. I mean, how big of an ego do you have to be to ask for something that, first of all, isn't even allowed in the NFL? And then second of all, nobody's ever received. So there's just a lot of stories like that that have floated around USC. And again, I don't want to comment on how the guy's doing now, because for all I know, he's totally different. I mean, he may have been humbled. You know, I mean, the last maybe couple of months may have humbled the guy, and maybe he's a phenomenal leader and a phenomenal guy. But I think if you're going to deal with a guy that obviously has a little bit of an ego, for sure, the star mentality in L.A., thinks he's the cock of the walk, blah, 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 you got to get somebody in there with some personality, guys, who can handle that dude and kind of put him in his place and let him know who's boss. And Shane Waldron is not ever, ever going to be that guy. He was never going to be that guy, and he's not going to be the guy. Like, I'm thinking about, like, Mike Holmgren when he was the play caller in Seattle as the head coach, and even in San Francisco. He's a ball buster. I mean, he'll rip your ass just by looking at you. And they need guys like that in Chicago. So that would be the first kind of guy that I'd go after if I'm Ryan Poles and Eberflus to find my next play caller.
Softy, thanks for the time, man. You're the best.
Okay, see you, boys.
Thanks, that is, man. Dave Softy Mahler. I don't think you're going to get the same level of meatballishness from Jason Leisure, but you are going to get a ton of information from him. Jason and the Sun-Times crew have been destroying the Bears, and rightfully so. We'll talk with Leisure next on The Score.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.